that's Teeth and Sheenine Gimel, Sheenine Bass.
Haben wir gelernt,
as if you have a goddish between two chatzeres, a special day, and you have to be careful, you're not allowed to take a behemoth there to take from it on Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah, even in the week, we pass it on Shabbos, because it'll become less than 10 and you won't notice. So the last line, Bamer Dvoima on the bottom line.
Is that in the first week?
Pardon? Any week. Bamer Dvoima Amrui on the bottom line. Bamer Dvoima Begodish Ben Shtei Chatzeus. If the Godish is the Mechitza between two Chatzeus. Aber Godish Ben Shnei Batim, but a Godish which is with two houses, Mutter Lachil Behem Tu Meni Bidayim. That means like this. You have two houses. You have two houses. One belongs to one chotzer, one belongs to another chotzer. They've got Eruv, they've got Eruv. And they have no Eruv all round. So we have two houses back to back, and these two houses are semi-detached somehow, and they have a mechitza between them, because this house belongs to that Eruv, this house belongs to that Eruv. The mechitza happens to be not a brick wall, it's a godish to this and the moshel. So that godish, if that in the house, we're not frightened that the person will not notice when that mechitza goes less than 10. Because it's got a roof, you'll see how far it is away from the roof. Yeah? But who are then, if you'd have even l'chayr between the two chatzeros, not just a godish, but a godish, a barn. A barn meaning that it's got a roof on top. So then also, you'll notice if it goes down, so the gzeru doesn't apply. The gzeru only applies when it's in a chotzer open, and you can see a difference in 10 tvochem and 9 tvochem. But in a house, it won't be. That the two houses have this opening, which is more than 10 amas to the Godish. You got one side of the Godish is a house belonging to that Chotzer, one side of the Godish is a house belonging to the other Chotzer. And there's an Eruv on this side, Eruv on that side, and this is the dividing line. You'll have a pilzer from one to another. And the houses won't be able to carry. Which is again for later. The Eruv of the whole street might still be a good Eruv. Because the house on the other side might have a good mechitza. But that house itself is spoiled from the Eruv. You understand what I'm saying? It's again for the next simon. I mean, if this house, these two houses, have a problem now, because the Godish has become less between them, so this is posed to that, this is posed to there. As long as the pass isn't in that house, so the whole street maybe might still have an Eruv, all the other rooms might still have an Eruv. But this room has got a problem, because this room is open to a Mokum, which isn't in the Eruv. It doesn't have to be two houses, it can be one house, and paint, you've got separation between the two different people, two different elements. Yes, you call a chalpesa l'chotzer acheres, about before, people in a tracklin and they divided it. V'lo yirve chatzeres yachad, zishin stali katev, and zishin zeh alzeh. Mutte lehachel, demayri, why you allowed to, demayri shesh tikra la'godish, because it's got a roof. So that could even be in a barn. Or in a house can ill. The oz ain lochashem isma masora velayagish, the kivin dike tikra, ki makris masora min kir milsa. Because there's a tikra, you'll see the division from the tikra. The problem is, if you make a friction, this asura is lav dafka, is difficult. Why? Let's carry on. But filim loisam achitza magas tikra lebesomach lapochas, mishloisha tvochim, amin on lovod. And the masa, it doesn't really have to go to the tikra, it can go within three tvochim. But the Masa state, Shatzim brings it as well, but that the emes is to divide a house with a shvacha mechitza of teven, it's not good enough to have a mechitza of ten tefachim. You need bedafke mechitza hamagiyas l'tikra. I had it before, Chamisha Traklin, So because it's a shvacha mechitza, you need it to go to the roof. If you need it to go to the roof, the whole nidain here is is all three tefachim. So you'll note it has to be within the room. Yeah, but that's what he says before. It has to be ten tefachim. The nekud is not ten tefachim. Because it has to go till the roof or within three of the roof. So I'm asking you, you'll notice if it goes less than three tefachim from the roof. But the 10 tefachim is only if it's 13 tefachim high. Otherwise, when it says before, make sure, you'll notice if it's less than 10 tefachim. The din is not 10 tefachim. So it's a Shabbos for the kasha. That 10 tefachim is not the decisive thing here. The here, because it's teven, a shvachim mechitza, between two houses, you have to have magias to the roof. So it has to reach the roof. The thing is, you have to make sure it's within three tefachim on the roof. And if it was, and then you'll eat it. The behemoth will eat. It eats as much as things. So when it says 10, it's only when it's 13 tefachim high. Simon Shina and Gimel. Let's get it.
Need this to help us.
Simon Shina and Gimel. Right. Din shteges is tros mishtei alias. So we have here a din. Two gezustros with shtei aliyos. Sif aleph, shtei gezustros. Gezustros is like a balcony. Hirash nesorim boltim is fastik salilu shusorabim. We have like a balcony sticking out from two sides. Haboltus mishtei aliyos zu keneged zu, one opposite the other. So we have what it says in Bebes misfastikus aliyos from the roof. It's not from the roof. It's mashma. It's from wherever it is. So here we've got a house. I can't hold it the whole time. I have a house on this side, I hold on this side. And we have two. Here's the street. Street's going this way. And we have them like this. Now, it's a very grey area, a lot of things in this simon. We have here a tikka, a gzustra on this side, and a gzustra on this side. And now, we want to make an Erev between this chotzer, this ba'ul, this wherever it is, and all this house over here. And then they'll be able to walk across. If they come across the street, you'll be able to walk across from there to there. So, if they're within four from each other, or part of them is within four from each other, then you've already got enough to a Pesach between them. Firstly, you have to know
four, two balconies.
The two balconies. So the gap between them, it goes over the street, and the gap is less than four. You've already got an opening between them. But if the gap is more than four. So what do? So you put your nesa of four across it, four tefachim wide, like we had before. So you got a nesa the same as we had before in a charitz. You got a charitz. What have we got? A charitz. The state. Stegs is toes, Persian, sorry, built in Sastik Salish. There was a Rashi was in Mashma that they're not like this, but they're like this. There we have a major problem because this is the Raisa to take from here to here. We had moishit. We moishit at least. To be moishit from there to there is a deraisa. And to carry gzeira. So then the Prima Godom says in that Rashi, the Nessa would take away the Issa deraisa. Now, we're not too worried about Issa deraisas. All it is Ilchas Eru. Because here's a Mokim Ptor. It's higher than 10 this way. So there's no Issa deraisa at all. Because it's Rishas Rabbis only until 10 Tfochim. This is 24 high. Meila. We have an Issa of Rishas Yochid, Rishas Ayochid. We have to make a Eruv. How do we make this Eruv? We put a Nesa across. Good. So, state, Tabun Shah Bezerv, and Nosom and Nen, Nesa Rochav Abo, how you could Pesach. It's got the same thing in Pesach like we had Bacharitz. Uma Alvin Yachad. Hago. Im Ein Amelchak Shabinayim Abo. If you haven't got even four Tvochim between them, I feel a Meloy Nesa Namidinoch. You've got a Pesach. It's open. Ve'im Rotsu, Kolachas Ma'avis Latzma. And you have the choice. If it's only a Pesach, you always have the choice of either making an Eruv or not making an Eruv. Problem here is, let's say, if the taka within three tefachim from each other, so they're three tefachim from one to another, so you can make an Eruv. Vim what? So you can make not an Eruv. You can make not an Eruv, but you're poets. You're poets. So okay, let's say the whole thing's poets. Or let's say 10 amos are close. So the whole thing's poets, so you can't make fakir, you have to make error of your poets. Let's see the Mishabru. So the Mishabru is Zika Neged Zi, Aleph, which Salay Meshazer Boilet Midorim Litzofen, Mazer Mitzofen Lidorim. And the street will be going Mizruch to Marev. Nessa, Ubiinon Shiikva Nessa Masmerim Shiuchadet Lebeshavas. I didn't notice he said this before on the Nessa of the Charitz. Okay, here could be that you're talking about heights. You have to be a lot more careful. How he kapesa? Oh, it has to be very heavy. Straight, the same thing. How you keep Pesach Pirush? Validei ze mutel etaltle b'shteach atzeus mizel ze im yutzel aviv yachad dekim shiash neser b'neim rochav abo how yochel bekal leilich im Pesach liyazul aliyah shekneid dem istaufim kosrapim goldim. Dafke k'moishet tzayam mechaber shagzutz v'spoltes min aliyah shiash ben diyuin. Bekayim belam zin shem v'shnei batim penav der pesha min afil lemalem asur etvochem. Aber dem heute bei gab der Bulls mit Schnee hat Zeus Leimani kimme schile mal was sollte gehen schon. Das ist doch prima gerade mal so. Imagine this wasn't coming off a house. This was coming off the side of a wall of a chotzer. Ja, the chotzer had a wall so high. And then coming out of a chotzer, you have this on one side and this on the other side. Yeah? So the prima gerade, it doesn't work. Because a Pesach of a chotzer has to always be below 10. It's only in a tikkur you have a roof that you say the Pesach has to be within 10. The kasha here is, which is a kasha which takes on the whole simon, is are we looking at the house or are we looking at the gezuztria? Those are the prima godim. You know, but here it's okay. Why? Because it's from a house. A house is allowed to have a Pesach higher. Where's the house Pesach? The house Pesach is over here, how you get onto the gezuztria. We're talking about from the gezuztria to the gezuztria. The gezuztria hasn't got a roof either. If it hasn't got a roof, so what do you gain that the house has got a roof? The Pesach is here or the Pesach is here? This is a very grey area in the whole sugya. So, Simcha ben Waldenberg afraid the kasha, and I saw others also ask the kasha. It's no good, it's only good because it's a house. If it be a chotzer, it's no good, only a house. A house is allowed to have Pesach and then. He said, the house is not from the Pesach, the Pesach is not from the house. The Pesach is from here, this hasn't got a roof. Elamai the Teretz is, because this becomes the new floor, mainly you can have it within 10 of there. Because who had if you'd have a chotzer that goes like that and then goes like that, so you'd have to, you can have a Pesach from that, because it's a new floor. It's a new height, it's a different London, it's a new height. Else, because we're looking at the Pesach is from the Gezuztria, not the Pesach from the house. And Prima Godim is Masha, he looked at the Pesach from the house. I'll bring you another guy in the next. So mainly he said, it's because it's a house, it's alright. Weiter. Vim ein am dalat vim ein am merchik hainu she ein ben gezustre le gezustre hefsik ave rapoz ma bol tochem so it's very close and you can say me kal vze dina hochik moi benessa she choyne na rev yacha kshe yutsu if they want they can make eruv vim rotsu ma avin shnaim and if they want they don't make eruv vadafka now it's afraid the prima godim I don't understand how can you not make eruv how can you have a choice. You're in Ganzen, let's say these in Ganzen are 3 Tvachim away from each other, you're mamash next to each other. So you're poor, it's in Ganzen. So the Prima Godim, it's in a Shitosa a bissel. Yeah, you're poor, it's over here. But the house has still got a continuation. So if it's more than 10 Amos, okay. So it's poor, he says it's no good. But if it's less than 10 Amos, even though the whole thing is poor, but that since the house has a continuation, it doesn't matter. And that's how the Mishavua brings it. The Mishavua again goes, the whole wall. If a taka goes on the whole house, again, so we look at the house, not the edge over here. The edge over here is taka open completely. But since it's not 10 amps, and over here, you've got a wall, so you can say, this is only a pizza. It's not b'miluah. It's got, you've got dalat tvachim there, whatever. It's a meila. You've got something. So this is only a Pesach with a choice. Less than 10 amps. A choice. Either make a eruv or don't make a eruv. Right. The din, v'im, din, yeah. It's a din ahochi. Sheikhoi la'aviyat v'im rotsu v'avishav. That's what we're going to do. The kolakoysel. The whole wall. Ilim ha'aviyat kolakoysel. Nimshot zin ziyu zeru. Emar v'necha v'leishnaim. If you beat taka 10 amps, you have to make a eruv between the two v'leishnaim. Now what happens if you didn't make a eruv? So Chazanish lets us say this, but it's the same din where I said at the end of Shinayim base. That means these houses have got eruv between them. This house is from a little chotz over there, and this house is from a big chotz over there. They have a problem with this gezuztria. Yeah. Oh, so they can't carry on this gezuztria. The gezuztria's got the problem because it didn't make eruv. If ma'alvin echod. That doesn't mean, and it becomes a mokum which is meshudra. If you have an eruv in your back garden to your back neighbor, and your front garden is open to your other neighbor or next to you. So I've got eruv in my back neighbor, I can carry there. The front garden I can't carry because I'm open to a different person. So here's the same thing. You can't carry over there the gezuztria, but the rest of the house, parts
no problem,
good. ואם רוצו כל אחס ודווקא כשאין הנסה מחסיק רק בבולט וחם עד עשה אמס. Here we have a new problem. That is, you can only make it if there's full. You got a Nessa now. A Nessa full Tvachim across. You made a good Pesach. So you have a choice. Pesach or not Pesach. Yot Ma'avin Echad, Ma'avin Shnai. But if it's 10 Amos wide, then again you're stuck. Avalim Vesufim Nesor Yisim Es Amos Ma'avin Echad Leshnai. Vida. Demash Shrichin Lav Yachad Yirak Lehoil Shichoyin and Kolecha Letatl Ala Gzustria V'chein Lechotzecha V'eiroi Kelim Sheshovsu Bevais. אבל מכל מוקם, אפילו לא יהיו ביחד, יכולים כל אחד לאו, לעצמא חוצי, בת, אבל יש אלוהי, like I said, you can exclude the gzustra from your Eruv. That's not a problem. My back garden's got Eruv, my back neighbor. My front garden hasn't got a neighbor. My whole house has got Eruv. This hasn't, because it's 10 amas wide. It's excluded. לעצמא, זין. זין, זין. ואם רוצו כל עצמא, אז לעצמא. ובאופן זה, ימותה, נא. יהיה מותר לכל אחד לטלטל בכלי ביסר בשטח גזוסטרה שייך לוי, אמנם על השטח שכנגד הנסר, גם לנסר גוף, מסתר בדוש כאלה בזה. Now, the Bishwur says like this. If you want, each one can make an Erev on their own. So, if each one can make an Erev on their own, let's come back, let's say again, we've got this nesser going up over there, right? And each one, it's a bit easier, each one makes the Erev on their own. So the Mishwur, you're allowed to carry, this is also a very grey area, you're allowed to carry on your gzustra, but you're not allowed to carry connected the Pesach. Now here again, why can't I carry connected the Pesach? Because I didn't make an Erev. I understand on there I can't carry. But where can't I carry over here? So the Chaznish says, Mashum Shabur, you can't carry the whole length till the end. Yeah? But why should it be like that? Why should it? And then he says, I've shenished, only the part that's sticking out. But why should it be like, why is it different every time if you have a Pesach between you and your friend and you don't make an Erev? So, okay, I can't carry on the Nessa, on the Pesach. But what's going to be with my whole Chotzer? The teretz to this is, why is this such a grey area? The teretz is, this Kzustra hasn't got Mechitzas. Why do you have to carry on this Kzustra B'chlap? Teretz is, it's Chorush HaSayochid. Now, Chorush HaSayochid haven't got Mechitzas round. The answer to Shaila, where can I carry, when I can't carry, has different halachas. A normal house, I've got all Mechitzas round my house. Oh, around my garden, I've got Mechitzas round. Then I've got a Pesach. I've got a Pesach. Okay, so I've got a Pesach. I don't want to make Erev with you. Go away. This is my house. This is your house. Here, the whole thing can come into question of where exactly are we connected and where we're disconnected. Because it's not as if I've got a Mechitzas around here that allows me to carry here. The whole head is because it's because I've got my door over here. But Zoe, could be that I can't carry the whole way there. Doesn't Mishabur here? Because we've got this Nessa which connects. How far does the Nessa go?
Why can't I carry any of it?
Because that's already. How far? This becomes Chorush HaSayochid, which is mine, and this becomes shared the whole way.
Where's the Pesach to my house?
Here.
And if it's over there?
That's they made the picture because it's so hard to understand otherwise. I agree with you. Yeah, yeah, I can't argue. Yeah, it's Hashverkeit. This also, the picture's on base. They don't make any Pesach. That makes things easier. Okay. Right. They made windows there. I'm explaining why it's different. I can't explain more. Why is it different to a normal house? The reason is because there's no Mechitzas there, so it's only a Chorush HaSayochid. It's a Pirtza and a Chorush HaSayochid. Right. It's late. I have to finish, please. It doesn't say what. I'll just finish off this. Right. They're like this. Why? Because you can't put something slanting. Either because Pisra Bekeh is obviously evidential, or because people are a bit shaky to do a tightrope when there's Ramash slanting. That means like this. The distance between here and here is 4 tvachim. Because if it wouldn't be 4 tvachim, you don't need anything. Now if it's like this, it's no good. However, if it's less than 3, meaning from there to there is less than 3, because there's always 4, but from there to there is less than 3, so I could move that up 3, or If this is three higher, till three higher, then it doesn't matter.
Less than three till Mashi, or has to be...
Less than three till here, where that line would be. It's always four across. It's less than, because otherwise you don't need anything. It's three from there to there, or less. Or it's three from there to there, less is good. A person's frightened, lovely. Koshiv shape, pirish. Have a kill nesem shove. Kepesa. Da. Masha amu ben ruchah ben megoy v'hainu. Shem ruchah gzem izay yoy sabatoron ba'ava shben zizu. They're zicha far away from each other. Ela shazu gvoya mizu mishloish atvochim. It's higher three from there to there. Ozamrina and Avikilu in altitude, they're three tvochim higher. Avikilim shneim zeh keneged zeh, lower it three, and then it's okay. But the kinyan shemechem neh, yesem abotochim. When the mishrach is impossible, shesh tvochim buich, shesh tvochim, shesh tvochim, shesh tvochim, shesh tvochim, shesh tvochim, shesh tvochim, this way they're more than three, and we don't love it, Avikilu, hey, mzu keneged zu. V'af shadayin yesh avikochim, yesem abotochim. For that, you put the nesa. Okay. I have to go across, but I'm going across only less than three, a distance of less than three. Is it all right? You're not so frightened.